Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
Hovering. Further evidence. Sophie.
Hey, sorry, we're closed up for the day.
Oh, no worries.
Open late tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Actually, I wanted to ask you about something else.
Oh, yeah?
Leo, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for any workers currently?
Not at the moment. But I'm happy to have a look at your resume. We can keep it on file. You got it there?
No, sorry.
All good. Come back tomorrow and drop it in.
My name's Sophie Smeaton. I think you know my mum.
Do I?
Yeah. We get fish and chips once a month or so.
I can't say I recall.
I haven't even told you her name yet.
I mean, I don't remember seeing anyone come in once a month who looks like you, but older.
She's not that old.
What's her name?
Linda.
No. Can't think of a Linda.
You've never met anyone called Linda.
Can I help you with anything?
No, it's a small town. I'm surprised you don't know her.
Sorry.
She's a teacher at the primary school.
Doesn't ring a bell.
And your daughter goes there, doesn't she?
Does she? Oh, that Linda. Linda, yep. Yes, she does come in now that I think of it. Yep, okay, right. So you're Linda's kid.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry we can't do any more fish and chips today. The fryers are off already, but come around tomorrow.
What do you think of her?
Sorry, what?
Do you think of her as, like, a person?
Oh, she's... I don't really, if I'm honest. I mean, she seems lovely.
She's been having a really hard time lately.
Has she? How so?
I don't know. Like, pretty distant. She used to go running quite regularly, but recently she's stopped. Kind of all of a sudden. And she seems quite uptight.
Oh. Hey, maybe she misses it. Maybe you should tell her to take it up again.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Except then I thought, no. Do you know what? If someone has a problem with something and running is making them feel better about it, then it's not really fixing the problem, is it? Because it'll still be there when she gets home. It's just like putting it out of her mind for a while. I mean, the running might feel good and might be a good distraction, but really, she's not running because she likes running. You know what I mean? It's not the running she cares about. It's the stuff at home that she's trying to get away from and that she cares about. And actually, even though she seems more upset now, maybe it's a good thing. Because she's actually dealing with the things in front of her, not abandoning them for some, you know, cheap endorphin high. Because that's the thing about family, I guess, that even if you get to a place where you've got issues or it feels like something needs to change, you'll always come back to them. Like, everything else compared to family is nothing, right?
Yeah.
Like, with your daughter, you'd never do anything that might hurt her, would you?
No.
Because imagine if you did something to your daughter that changed the way she felt with her family. That changed how things felt when she was at home. That'd be a pretty shitty thing to do, wouldn't it?
You know, it's awful, but sometimes you do everything you can to protect your kids from something like that. And it still happens.
And sometimes it happens because some motherfucker thinks their actions don't have fucking consequences.
Listen.
You know what? I actually don't care. Your chips are gross and sloppy and the mayo here tastes like shit. And everyone knows you leave the salads overnight because the lettuce is wilted and tastes like piss. And I'm going to tell everyone I saw cockroaches all over your filthy kitchen, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry, all right? What do you want?
You're not sorry. You're sorry for yourself. I'm embarrassed for you.
Great. Thank you. Please leave.
And your potato cakes have so much fucking chicken salt on them. It's like, ugh, eating sand. Just cool it on the fucking chicken salt. You're going to kill someone.
Sure. Will do. Hey, Linda, listen, Sophie was in here. Just call me back when you get the chance. I'd like to talk.
Hovering is written and directed by Alex Duncan and was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. This episode was performed by John-Mark Desengano and Brianna Curran. Sound design and mixing by Claire Frost. Music by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wydell. Full credits and more information available in our show notes.